Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series, Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 9th of Shawwal, and our topic is Lessening Our Speech. My dear brothers and sisters, while people differ over how to determine the criteria of ethical behavior, the best criteria or the best judge for us is that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, or what he has said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he does not speak except the truth. My dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, as is found in the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu an, which is found in the Sunan of Imam al-Tirmidhi and has been graded the Sahih by Sheikh al-Albani rahimahullah, "Verily the most beloved and nearest to my gatherings on the day of resurrection are those of you with the best character." And the opposite as well, my dear brothers and sisters, and that is that the most disliked among you to me, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, and the one who will be sitting the furthest from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment, ah, the big mouthed, the extravagant, and the arrogant. So my dear brothers and sisters, we learn in this hadith about these three disliked and reprehensible characteristics. And the first of these characteristics mentioned in this hadith, my dear brothers and sisters, are those who are big mouthed, or are those who talk too much. For no doubt, my dear brothers and sisters, those who speak too much will fall into many mistakes. As has been reported that Umar said, radiallahu an, that a person who talks too much is one who falls into mistakes too much. And also, as Al-Fudayl, rahimahullah, is reported to have said, the believer talks little but does much, while the hypocrite talks often but does little. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has told us, as is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyakul khayran aw liyasmut." Whoever believes in Allah in the last day, then let him speak good or remain silent. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us stick to this sunnah, which has become rare in our time. Let us speak good, speak that which is beneficial, especially that which is praiseworthy in Islam, to enjoin the good and forbid the evil, to give da'wah, to call to la ilaha illallah, to teach others, and all the other good deeds which are praiseworthy in Islam, and keep far away from evil speech, or speech which brings no benefit, or speech which will bring you sins. And with that we conclude. Wallahu a'lam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.